here's one other thing that's different about 1929 and now, and even 2008 and now. The deficit is enormous. I mean, we had a budget surplus in 1929. Budget surplus. The whole dynamic was completely different back then. So we could handle, you would think that we could handle some of these shocks. Today, you would think it would be so much more dangerous.
Well,
but maybe it's not. I don't know.
What we have here now is the private sector had a lot of the debt. Now the government sector has a lot of the debt. The debt moves around and so on, but we got it in the government sector. And so that's a difference. But we still have the debt, and it still means one man's debts are another man's assets. And when the assets are not as appealing as the alternative assets, but you have to pay the debt, then you have to have some sort of monetization. But these patterns just happen in all of those bubbles. So I just can't help myself.